927 in Madison, Wisconsin. Good evening, everybody. I'm Jimmy K here with Rocker, Devil Radio, 92.7. Iggy Ray Vicious is in the studio live in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pie. You know, all kidding aside, this is something I've always wondered about vocalists and singers and performers. How do you keep everything in your head where, you know, I mean, where you just get on stage? I mean, obviously, if you're writing or whatever, but singing songs, all those lyrics, like, especially cover bands that do have 100 songs in your category, you know, go out and do weddings and stuff like that. How do you keep those lyrics in your head from dripping out somewhere?
Well, it's real easy. Vodka? You just don't remember anybody's name, Don.
That was my excuse
for years.
And yeah, yeah.
Now we got Facebook, so I remember everybody.
Yeah.
But that is it's a weird thing because, man, I know the lyrics to songs that I never played.
Right.
And and songs that I haven't heard in 20, 30 years come on and I sing right along with them. Like, I don't know. It's just a natural thing, I guess. You build those bridges.
Well, let's hear another song right away. This next song you have for us tonight is called Factory Life. Am I sensing a proletariat song here?
Indeed.
I got it right.
This is one of the first songs I wrote. I think I wrote it when I was about 18. And I had to make a choice. You know, you weren't going to be a farmer. Rockstar sounded really good, but it wasn't making any money. Sure was having a good time, though. But, the alternative was, you know, go work at the shoe factory in Beaver Dam, and I did that for 3 days. That was good. But, so I wrote this song in tribute to the factory life. It's called Factory Life. Forsaking my mind, dreading out of my job. I'm feeling like a thief in the midst of depression. I'm here, but there's nothing to rob. But I know in my heart, in a search for the green, my time must be bought and sold. I know I won't be here till I'm old, so I'm gonna keep working the factory life, punching in and out of my time. Some people that know say it's all they can do. That's not my point of view. Factory life, I can't take you. Punching the clock. I don't get for that paycheck. Gotta get out there and rock. Well, I know in my heart in a search for the green, my time must be bought and sold. And I know I'll hit the big time, I know, and I won't be working the factory life. I'm punching in and out my time. But some people I know say they like what they do. That's not my point of view. Factory life, I can't take you. Factory life, you can get screwed.
Yeah, could not agree more with that song.
I didn't like the factory.
You know, I've done assembly line work. I have two left thumbs, so I'm not very handy for whoever I'm working for, but... Man, that was hard work. I hated it.
Yeah, it's like the other reason that your ears ring.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah.
Indeed it is. Indeed it is.
What'd you say? Couldn't hear you over the ring in there.
Huh?
Iggy Ray Vicious. Where does Vicious come from? Is this a tribute to Sid?
That's kind of a weird thing because, Sid, Vicious, Iggy Pop. I had absolutely no connection to punk rock.
However, I had a really? Connection to a band out of Beaver Dam, very good friends of mine, the Alimony Blues Band.
Oh, yeah.
And as the story goes, everyone in the Alimony Blues Band is named Evans. And at the time...
Bobby Evans, right?
Bobby Evans, Evil Evans, both very, very close friends of mine. And I was Stevie Ray Evans because at the time I had discovered Stevie Ray Vaughan. And I actually have a name, and it's Steve. So they called me Stevie Ray Evans. And I got my degree in electronics and then decided to move to Los Angeles. I was going to get me a job at Mattel Toys. And I thought that'd be great. And maybe they wouldn't make me wear the uniform. However, you had to know somebody there, and I didn't. Anyway, we had a big bash the night before I left, and someone said to me, you're going to have to change your name so you can become rich and famous. And in my head, I heard Iggy Ray Vicious, Iggy Ray Vicious, Iggy Ray Vicious, because it rhymed with Stevie Ray Evans, Stevie Ray Evans, Stevie Ray Evans. and then I didn't think about it until I got to California. I literally went to the beach in Venice Beach to become homeless for a weekend. I had an apartment, but I decided I needed to find out if I could live as a homeless person in Los Angeles.
What year was this around?
1985.
Okay.
And I spent 3 days at the beach, and I had a guitar case, and I had a guitar, and I played guitar all day long. And just for giggles, I put this Iggy Ray Vicious inside the guitar case in bubble letters. And all day long, people were pointing at it and poking their friends and saying, look at this name, look at this name. And I thought, geez, you know, something about the name. They didn't care whether I played guitar or sang, but they really liked that name. And I said, well, I think I'll keep that name. And it really couldn't have worked out better because you Google Iggy Ray Vicious and it's all me.
Nice.
I couldn't have planned that.
You own the internet.
I couldn't have planned that.
Work that SEO, man.
Google that Steve Nelson guy. See how many of them you got. So really, it's strange thing, and it's given people a lot of weird ideas about what kind of music I might play. You know, mm-hmm. is this Iggy Ray Vicious guy? Well, you know, that must be like, you know, some pretty nasty rock and roll or something. You know? Not really. Not so bad. I'm not as vicious as I should be to live up to that name.
Now, you said you lived in L.A., but you also lived in Austin during the 90s, and you recorded with Tommy Shannon and Chris Layton, better known as Double Trouble, Stevie Ray Vaughan's rhythm section. It was on a Roy Cox song called Before I Go. Must be a good story. Tell us about this experience.
Yeah, the streets of Austin, Texas. I was there for the entire 90s, a decade or so. And I played sometimes 6-7 nights a week and for 8 years straight all over downtown Austin. I made a few pieces of pizza and a couple of packs of cigarettes and a couple of free beers, and it was really good. And it really was something I wish I would have done when I was 18 because it taught me so much. It turned me into an entertainer. But along the way, various people came through, heard and saw me. And one of those people was Roy Cox. Roy was in a band called Bubble Puppy in the 60s, and they had a hit called Hot Smokin' Sassafras. And he had, I believe, spent some time in prison for drunk driving or something like that. But he called me up one day and he said, I'd like you to play guitar on my album. And I said, well, sure. I always say, well, sure. And then I forget about it because usually people don't call you back.
But, right.
And that's how it's been, you know, 30 years. So anyway, one day I just come back from a tour which made Spinal Tap look like child's play. It was so awful. I actually came home on a Greyhound bus with two guitars, and I threw the two guitars into the closet and said, I'm never going to do that again. And the phone rang the next day, and it was Roy, and he said, come on down to the studio, we're taking pictures. And I said, who is this? It's Roy. Oh, Roy, how you doing? You know, come on down to the studio. We're taking pictures for the album. I said, okay. And I got to the studio, and Chris Layton and Tommy Shannon were his friends, and they were going to be on this album as well. And I was just like floored. I thought, wow, I actually got a resume out of this.
Nice. Yeah.
I can go back to Wisconsin now. That was my validation. It took it took a long time.
Austin is a lot like Madison. Did you enjoy the similarities in the vibrant scene?
Yeah. The Los Angeles experience was right at the beginning of the hair band, makeup wearing kind of stuff, and I didn't fit in there. It really didn't feel like the right place for me to be. So I only hung around there for a few years. But
we were just talking about Aquanut earlier tonight.
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah. I didn't want to go there. Yeah, people, you'd call up an ad, you know, I want to get in this band. And they go, what do you look? You got the hair, you know?
Yeah, yep.
Do you have the look?
Like, spandex.
Do you care whether I can play guitar? No, not really. What do you look like? Like, oh, well.
I can bring you some chicken poop.
My teeth aren't that great. Oh, you're out of the band. It was just kind of a weird situation. But Austin, I felt so comfortable there right away.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I pulled into town on a motorcycle in 1988 and on a Monday night. And before that night was over, I was on a stage with Van Wilkes playing ZZ Top songs at a place. He was hosting a jam. And it was the only place I could take my guitar in, because it had been bungee strapped to the side of my motorcycle. Not in a case, just bungee strapped to the side of the motorcycle. It was my cheapest one, so if it got rained on, it didn't get hurt. But I didn't want to leave it in the street. And there I saw a sign that said, Guitar Gunslinger Night, bring your guitar. And I was like, oh, cool, I can do this. And went in there, and it was great. I fell in love with that town. I loved it. And then I hated it for a little while.
Yeah.
But well, I do appreciate it now. Again, I go back quite often.
That happens no matter where you go, you know. Iggy Ray Vicious, live in the Devil's Lair, 844-967-2789. If you have a question, you want to say hi to Iggy.
Let's get back to some live music here in the Devil's Lair with Iggy Ray Vicious, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. This next song is called Thinking About You. Song from the road?
Yeah. Confused, the same guy who wrote that other one about that lost love. I was confused. I had become kind of a loudmouth, and a lot of people have these days, I'm sure you know. And before I learned my lesson, I destroyed my life by being a loudmouth and thinking that wasn't going to hurt me. But I caused myself some harm, so I had to kind of reevaluate things. And one of the things I lost was this beautiful woman and a place to live. That's always a good thing to have, right? So now I live in a bus. But anyway, this song is about what you're thinking about after that sort of thing goes down. And it's kind of a Vaughnish, bluesy kind of thing. Well, I've been thinking about you night and day, taking up most of my time. It's a mighty small price to pay for keeping my peace of mind. Well, I'm just gonna keep pushing on, one foot in front of the next. I'm just playing and singing my song, we're doing what I do best. I get alone in this lonely room with all my old guitar, wondering if you're lonely too, and secretly hoping you are.
treated you, it just ain't cool. You can't keep a good man down, they say. I'm looking down at the rest. Most of my trouble been washed away. Don't you know I ain't done yet? Life's in loneliness, lonely room, strumming my old guitar, wondering if you're lonely too, secretly hoping you are.
Yeah, Devil All Radio 92.7, Iggy Ray Vicious, live in the Devil's Lair. Is it true you really met George Harrison, man?
As a matter of fact, I did, yes.
Wow.
When I lived in California, I used my electronics degree to do low-voltage wiring and alarm systems and telephone systems and stuff like that. I ended up working for a guy by the name of Olivier de Macon. And he was a French guy. He was married to Dave Stewart's ex-wife, Dave Stewart from the Eurythmics.
Oh,
and
goodness.
He was his financial advisor. And I had worked underneath Dave Stewart's house for about 7 months, putting in every piece of wire that went to all the telephones, computers, alarm systems, all that stuff. And Dave Stewart's house was pretty popular. There was a lot of people hanging around there at the time. There was a lot of, he was doing a lot of producing for a lot of people. And I had done so much work there that I was there all the time. And I forgot where we were going with it.
You, George Harrison.
Yeah, where does George Harrison?
Right before I left California, I went to the desert for 2 days, 3 days, and I heard silence, and I saw stars for the first time in like 4 years. And I thought, geez, I don't want to go back. So I never did. I didn't go back to Los Angeles. I took off instead. But right before I left town, Olivier called me up and said, you need to go over to Dave's house and do this thing in that little box in the backyard. And I said, okay. He said, don't worry about whoever's there. There's always somebody there. Don't make a big thing of it or whatever. So I went over there on my motorcycle. I entered the gate because I put the key, I put the code there. I got off the bike, went into the backyard through another gate. I put the code there too. And I'm in the backyard in this little plastic box doing my little wiring thing. And all of a sudden, George Harrison sticks his head out the door. And he says, can I help you? I looked
so
up.
So you basically broke into his house, is what you're saying.
I looked up and I saw George Harrison and my jaw dropped to the dirt. Oh. And I went, I'm a worker for Olivier, and my name is Steve, and you can call him if you want. He looked at me. He's like, you know, disheveled. This is like 8, 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah,
you can imagine what he had done with the rest of those fellows for the night before.
That's hilarious, man.
He just looked at me and he went, you look like a burglar to me. I was like, oh, God has smiled upon me.
Well, I'd appreciate if you just don't call the police today.
Funny thing hilarious. About that, I left California, right? And it took me 3 months to ride my motorcycle across the country and end up in Wisconsin again. When I got here, this friend of mine says, you got to hear this new album I just got. It's really great. It's called The Traveling Wilburys. They recorded that at Dave's house. They wrote most of the songs at Dave's nice. House. All those guys were hanging around
wow.
there. I didn't see Bob Dylan, and I didn't see Roy Orbison, but I saw and met all the rest of them. And it was a fantastic time in my life, I got to tell you. It was really fun stuff. Hang around there. I met Mick Jagger there too.
Wow! Look at the name dropping again.
He wanted to put me in a video. He made a song. You can look this up. It's the worst song in the world. It's called Let's Work. Yeah, it's called...
Is it one of his solo ones?
Yeah, it's called Let's Work, and it's just awful. It's absolutely awful. And there was, you know, construction going on, so he had cameras there one day, and he was up on the roof with these cameras, and he had all the construction workers all dancing around the fountain with shovels and picks and axes and stuff, you know, and come on out and do this. And I'm like, no, no. He had the speakers hilarious. Up on the roof playing that song. You should look it up. It's a fantastic song.
Well, now, that's not the only story you have, but you also have a Ronnie James Dio story, and I'm flying the devil's horns right now. But are you actually shorter than Dio?
I was at the time because I came up out of a hole in the floor in the studio in the backyard at Dave's house there, and Ronnie James Dio is standing there. I flipped open this lid on the floor, you know, the trap door. I was under there running some wires and stuff, and I pushed my head up through the door, and there's Ronnie James Dio. I'm like, hey, how you doing? And, yeah, at that moment, I was shorter than he was. I never did come out of the hole, so I don't know for sure.
Well, here soon we're going to be able to find Iggy Ray Vicious music online. How do people go and find you online right now?
Right now, it's kind of sparse because I'm old and I'm learning a new thing there. The whole COVID thing and some other things have kind of changed my world around a little bit. So I'm trying to learn how to be a youngster. And other than the $400 worth of skateboards I don't know what to do with, I'm trying to learn how to, you know, put music on the internet.
Well, wait till you get to Snapchat.
So at the moment, you can find my stuff, at least samples of it, on Reverb Nation. And I have a pretty big Facebook presence at the time. But I'm working on live streaming stuff and looking toward the future.
Got any shows coming up right now?
No, because I'm getting the heck out of Wisconsin for the winter.
Going somewhere warm?
Yeah.
Where are you going?
I'm going to go hiding somewhere. I'll be somewhere near Nashville, outside of Nashville, for a little while, and then possibly Arizona or Texas.
Traveling man.
Yeah.
Well, hey, we have time for one more song tonight. Iggy Ray Vicious, thank you so much for coming into the Devil's Lair to play for us tonight.
Thanks for having me, you guys.
The last song you have for us tonight is called Man and His Guitar. Tell us about this song before you play.
Okay, this song, what can I say about this song? I heard a lot of songs that people were talking about, you know, their lives on the road and all that kind of stuff. And so this is kind of a description of who I am and how my life has gone, thanks to the fact that I didn't have any children and was able to be the kid that I still am today. So this song is a bit of a what do you call that when a painter paints himself, a self-portrait?
Self-portrait.
It's a bit of a musical self-portrait. Six long shiny strings stretch across a painted piece of wood. Sure, it's seen its better days. Ain't the paint that makes it sound so good? If it don't give up, his dream gonna take him to the stars. The man and his guitar. Down. And if they don't give up, the stream's gonna take him to the stars. And if they don't give up, the stream's gonna take him to the stars. The man and his guitar. It's in his heart and in his soul. He's too young to die. He's not too old to rock and roll. And if he don't give up, dream gonna take him to the stars. And if he don't give up, dream gonna take him to the stars. The man and his guitar. Take him to the stars. If he don't give up, the stream gonna take him to the stars. The man and his guitar.
Yeah.
All right.
Iggy Ray Vicious live in the Devil's Lair. Iggy, it's been a pleasure meeting you tonight.
I mean, it was nice to meet you guys too.
And
appreciate
it. Love the music, and I love the bell bottoms, I think.
They're not for sale.
Okay.
Right. They were custom made.
How did you know Jimmy was going to ask you to buy them from you?
Everybody does.
I was just commenting here.
Everybody does. You should see the ones with the leather.
Yeah. That's awesome. Hey, man, thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate it. And good luck in your journeys. Hopefully you get on the internet, get your music out.
I will do that. And I will be back in the spring. And I'll be playing around with my band, the Iggy Ray Vicious Band. And I'll be doing some solo stuff. And so we'll be seeing around. We'll be seeing around.
I would love to see you in a full band. I think that would be fun.
It's a lot of fun. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I do a pretty eclectic show. So I start out fairly quiet and mellow, and then by the end, I'm ripping people's faces off.
There's the vicious part.
We should have went to the rip the faces off tonight. Thank you, Iggy. Appreciate you, man.
Thank you very much.
Rocker, what's coming up in Max and Kevy?
Oh, let's see. Tonight in Max and Kevy, we got Jimmy. You just popped that on me. Let's go.
Oh, all right. Well, we're going to do Essential Last
Here
Crack.
We go. Essential Last Crack. We're going to play some new Saxon and Sensory Bliss. We're going to talk to Max Bond, and they're out of Montello.
Yeah, I love that place up there, Green Lake County. All right, that's all coming up. I want to mention in the last 15 seconds we got here before the break, it was Dirty Jeff's birthday a couple days ago, and I miss Dirty Jeff. And so the first song in Max Inc. Heavy,
yeah,
is for Dirty Jeff.
Awesome, Jimmy.
It's Government Zero. Have a good evening, everybody.